Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
There is value for any student to use LinkedIn regardless of major.
Welcome to Measuring Success Right. My name is Lily Vae Kite, and I'm your host for this episode. Today, we have the pleasure of talking with Austin Henline about building a personal brand through LinkedIn. Austin Henline was born in Hawaii, but has lived in Logan, Utah for the majority of his life. He's currently a senior in the BYU Strategic Management Program and plans on working at LinkedIn post-graduation, where he interned this past summer in the Marketing Solutions branch. Austin has reached over 2 million executives and students through content creation on LinkedIn and has also delivered a TEDx talk on LinkedIn strategies for college students. His favorite pastimes are playing golf and tennis, as well as watching movies and trying new foods with his beautiful wife, Allie. And most importantly, Austin wanted to be a bird watcher and at one point could identify every bird in Utah by sight and sound and every bird in the U.S. by sight. Austin, welcome. We are delighted to have you with us today.
Thanks so much, Lily, for having me on here. Really excited and happy to help out any way I can.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, something that I thought was really interesting is your affinity for bird watching. What sparked that interest in you?
Honestly, I actually have no idea. I remember like fourth grade, one day I like picked up a bird book in the library. And then the next thing I know, I started reading about birds and it was just like informational books. Honestly, it wasn't even fiction or anything. It was just pretty boring. And yeah, my biggest goal was to become a bird watcher. And there's something called a big year where I don't know if anyone has seen the movie. It has Jack Black, Owen Wilson, but pretty much people go around the U.S. for a whole year. They don't work and they try and see as many birds as they can in 1 year. And there's a contest. And growing up, that was my biggest goal. And yeah, I mean, I still love birds, but not to that extent, kind of grew out of that phase, but it's still something that's always, you know, at top of mind.
Yeah. Well, Austin, I hope even with everything that you've got going on in your life that eventually you have your big year.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you've had a couple big years in just the past couple of years. You had the opportunity to deliver a TEDx talk at SUU about a year ago, and it was called How to Establish a Professional Brand with Novice Experience on LinkedIn. How was that experience of delivering and preparing for a TED talk for you? What was that like?
Yeah, it was definitely a big learning experience because I mean, I'd delivered some speeches before, 5-10 minutes long, but this was about 15 to 17 minutes, and I thought I'd have a teleprompter, and so I was excited for that, but I figured out that it wasn't, so it's all kind of memorized, and so preparing, I just went through it 1,000 times. You know, my wife, by the time the day came, she was tired of hearing it because she had helped me with so many drafts, and every night I'd just get up and kind of go through it, but the preparation process really did help me to learn a lot because I talked about college students and LinkedIn and I went on the internet to research a lot, but to be honest, there wasn't even any research at all for college students and that demographic. So a lot of it was primary research through talking with a lot of people, surveying hundreds of students. And so that was one of the big things that took a lot more time than I thought was actually gathering research because I expected to do a lot of secondary research. But instead, since it was kind of a newer topic, I had to go out and figure a lot of that out on my own as well.
Absolutely. And I know as I was watching, as I'm sure many of your viewers watched, I could tell you were really, really knowledgeable and passionate about the subject of LinkedIn and that you really had dived in deep with that. One of the strategies that you actually mentioned in your TED Talk that I found particularly interesting was focusing on content creation and generating content on the platform of LinkedIn, which I thought was really interesting because I think that's different than a lot of the things that I'd heard. And you create content on LinkedIn too. What is your process for creating website content?
Yeah, that's honestly one of the bigger questions that I get because for content creation on LinkedIn, most people have profiles. They know what they're doing to optimize their profile, but it's a huge jump to go from having a profile to actually creating content because the main thing I hear is for students especially, like, look, I don't have 20 plus years of experience in an industry. I have 0% credibility, so why would anyone listen to me? And what I figured out is there is a market. People do listen to you. And you just need to find things that you're passionate about, one, but also something you don't even have to be an expert. As long as you're beyond a beginner level, you can share content geared towards beginners. Like as I was learning about LinkedIn, I was researching stuff for the TEDx talk and other content as well. And I was like, whoa, I never knew this about LinkedIn profiles. And so I started sharing it for people. And I noticed especially that college students engaged. So that's when I kind of figured out who I wanted to target it to. But as well, just going throughout my day, hundreds of things happen every day. And sometimes I just open up my notes app in the phone and write down two or three words to help me remember an experience. And later on, when I want to write something, I'm like, oh, I can look through and find a story or an experience that happened in real life and try and pull in a, I guess, a story, a parable per se, you know, for lack of a better term, just tying in a business experience for people in the audience.
Absolutely. And I know that your experiences on LinkedIn and the content that you've created, do you feel like that has contributed toward some of the professional steps that you've, or I guess professional positions that you've been offered and internships that have come about?
Yes, absolutely. I'd say more than anything, that has been the biggest driver in my very young, you know, college career and future career as well, is because there's been so many people that I've never met before that just say, hey, I've seen you on LinkedIn, or I've seen your content on LinkedIn, because it does reach, LinkedIn has a lot of power since there aren't too many people creating content, especially for college students. Those that do, it reaches a big audience. There's a lot of organic reach. So I've received a lot of opportunities through that. People who said, hey, I saw that you post content on LinkedIn, so I looked at your profile and I think that you're fitting for this job that we have. And I've probably gotten over 200 recruiters message saying, hey, we'd love to have you work here. And so more than anything, yeah, like you mentioned at the beginning, it's reached so many people around the world that every day I'm just amazed at the people that I meet on LinkedIn. And also every day there's new opportunities. That's one thing that I love about the platform, and especially about content creation, is just the feeling of being able to help people on the platform.
Absolutely. And I think that your willingness to generate content and the type of content that you're creating that's so informative, I think that really does go to show recruiters and potential employers your willingness to work and your desire to really trailblaze ahead. So I think that is really, really cool.
Thank you.
So over this past summer, you were a marketing solutions intern for LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So what was that experience like for you? Was this the first internship that you'd taken?
Yes. Yeah, so it was the first internship I had taken with LinkedIn. It was my, I think, fourth or fifth overall, but it was a whole different experience than I'd ever had. Most of them were, my other internships were with smaller companies. So I went into the summer with high expectations because I had talked to so many alumni and people who had worked at LinkedIn, and they just talked so highly about the company. So I went in with already really high expectations, but the experience blew it out of the water. You know, I thought that first of all, with COVID happening, I saw so many people who lost their internships, and so I was expecting that to happen as well. They worked really short notice and were able to pull off. I just worked from Provo, even though I was supposed to be in Detroit this summer. And so I worked from my house, and it was just a really wonderful experience meeting employees who worked at the company, because they all come from such different backgrounds. And so it was really cool to kind of branch out and just learn from their experiences. I ended up having a lot of conversations with people from different companies, and I'd say I met probably people from 100 different majors. You'd think, oh, being a business company, they have to graduate from business, but I met anthropology majors, poli-sci majors, English, writing, every major you can think of worked there. And so it was really cool to see just environment that brings people who are passionate about helping others get jobs, as opposed to just are passionate about business.
That is so interesting. You wouldn't expect that, would you? With the insider experience that you've had, like working with LinkedIn as an intern, are there any new words of advice that you would give to a student who's trying to build their personal brand on that platform?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for building a personal brand, the first thing that any student needs to have in mind is that LinkedIn is not a platform like Instagram or Facebook. And what I mean by that is that it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and investment. And if you create a profile on Instagram, per se, within a week, you could have 1,000 followers or 2,000 followers. And the audience on LinkedIn is much different. It takes a lot more time to build a personal brand. And so if it doesn't happen as quickly as you'd like, don't become discouraged. That's the main thing that a lot of people do is in classes we hear, oh, you need to go on LinkedIn and network with professionals. You'll get jobs. You'll build a network, whatever that means. You know, and so you get on, you have no idea what to do because a lot of the professors tell you to do it, but don't share how to do it. And so when you get on and you don't get the results you were promised, like, hey, where's the jobs that you guys promised? Or where's the professionals like flocking to me? You get discouraged. And then that happened to me. I got on, got discouraged, didn't touch it for a year and a half. And then when the time came to look for jobs, I was like, oh, I'll just hop on. But then by then it was too late because I didn't have the brand built up that I needed when applying for jobs. And so I ended up getting rejected by 100% of the companies I applied to. And so it takes time. You have to build it before you can expect results from using it. And so that's one thing. And then also don't be scared to reach out to professionals. If you want to go into marketing, medical field, or anything, there are people in every industry on LinkedIn. The smallest industry, I think it's like railroad building or something like that, it has over 300,000 professionals. And so some people think, oh, I don't use LinkedIn because I'm a med student, or I'm this major, so we don't use it. There are hundreds of thousands of professionals in every category. And so if others aren't using it, that's even more incentive because, hey, you stand out more from the crowd if you don't have as much competition. And so there is value for any student to use LinkedIn regardless of major.
Yeah. For a student who is kind of at that first discouraging point where they, like, I think about myself, I have a profile, I don't even know if I have a picture on it. What do you think is the first step toward that nebulous term of networking? Mm-hmm. You know, like really moving into the territory of being proactive on the platform.
Yeah, perfect. I think there's three steps more than anything. I love that question. So three steps. One is to build out your profile first. And the reason I say that is you want to have at least 50 connections. And the reason is there's a lot of services on LinkedIn that some people pay for likes or pay for endorsements. And so they go to a company and they have robot pages to like or comment on your post. And so if you have less than 20 connections, then people think that you're a robot. And so first of all, I'd get more connections, family, friends, coworkers, and outside of that, people in the industry that you want to network with. And then, so just Google tips or find people who share tips. So build out your profile first. And then after you've got a pretty robust profile, then I'd use a search filter and connect with alumni from the school, from your university, that work at companies that you want to work for, or like I said, that just work in the industry. And after you have people in your network, I would set a personal goal, maybe 1, 2, 5, however many comments you'd like to leave a week. One of the most powerful things that you can do on LinkedIn is to leave comments on people's posts, because when someone posts, even though, you know, they aren't necessarily doing it for the vanity metrics of likes, comments, nonetheless, you want your post to get out to as many people as you can. And the algorithm on LinkedIn weighs in likes, comments, and engagement. And so if you comment on someone's post, you help them to reach more people. And so they kind of feel like you did them a favor. And so that's a great way to build up reciprocity, but also relationships. It's just continuously commenting on people's posts. And I know over 20 people who have gotten jobs just because they consistently commented on a hiring manager's post or a recruiter's post. And it doesn't have to be those people. It doesn't have to be someone who is over a hiring position. But commenting every day or X amount of times a week is the best way for sure to get your profile out there after you've built it up a little bit on optimizing it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing those tips. I think LinkedIn, just based on the success that you've seen through using it and the success that I know other people have seen through using it, is a really underutilized resource.
Absolutely.
For college students. So it's very helpful to have that sort of advice. just with everything that is going on in your life, you know, you've created this amazing personal brand. You've gained a platform on LinkedIn as a college student, and you're currently married. How do you find work-life balance right now?
Yeah, that's also a great question. I think for sure establishing what my priorities are. One thing that I do, a lot of people, you know, sometimes when they see it, they make fun of me, or I just have a personal planner, like a tiny page planner, and what are you doing? You're acting like a missionary again, you know, planning out your day. But without that time management, it's really difficult for me to get around to either school, an internship, work, recruiting, things like that. And so time management, having my days planned out right now is one thing. But also, if I'm a little behind LinkedIn, I don't have to be on every day. I'm like, this week I'm not going to be on as much per se, or I don't have to dedicate that much time to LinkedIn. So I think the biggest thing for me is deciding what my priorities are, planning ahead what I need to get done, what are nice to haves, but also just trying to live in the moment. You know, I try not to stress myself out, because when I'm stressed, I perform much more poorly in everything I do. And so I'd say that's the main things that I do, is just figure out what needs to get done, what are nice to haves, and then just working hard to try and get those done.
I love that. Planning and prioritizing, they aren't just for missionaries. It's so true. All right. Well, thank you so much for all of the questions that you've answered and all the advice that you've given to us, Austin. And as you know, this podcast is called Measuring Success, right? So really what we like to ask every guest who comes on this show is how they define success in their own life. So how do you define success?
Oh, man, that's a deep question. What I consider success is being able to create mutual benefits for people that I come in contact with, or mutually beneficial relationships. And what I mean by that is, you know, I live in this networking world on LinkedIn of I connect with people. Sometimes some people get in the habit of, I'm going to reach out and ask someone for a referral, or I'm going to reach out and ask someone. It's all ask, ask, give me. And rather, what can I do for them? And so what I think some of the happiest moments that I've had is knowing that I've been able to help someone, and or they help me, and then I'm able to help someone in return. One quick example, this last year when I was applying to the LinkedIn internship, I reached out to a BYU alum who worked at LinkedIn. He helped me through the interview process, and he's a large reason why I ended up getting the job. During the internship, LinkedIn had some layoffs due to COVID, and this person ended up getting laid off. And he saw my profile one day and saw, like, hey, I saw that you're working on this team that has an open position. Do you think you can refer me to the manager? And so I spoke to the manager, even though he had less experience than they're looking for. I spoke with her, tried to hype him up. He ended up getting an interview and got the job. And so it felt really cool. You know, he helped me at one time, then I was able to help him. And I think just creating relationships where you're able to provide value for many people, but also not being scared to reach out when you feel you need help as well. So I know that was a very long answer, but in short, I think creating mutually beneficial interactions is something that I always strive for.
I think that's so true. Success is not just about yourself. It's about the people you help along the way also. Well, Austin, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for listening. This is Olive Kite with Measuring Success Right. Have a wonderful week.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review, or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.